Praise the Lord. Greetings, church. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we had a good morning worship. I thank the youngsters and our youth people who have really done well this morning. Hallelujah. May God bless them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going straight to the topic. Hallelujah. The title of the message today is Jesus Christ, the Only Superstar. Right? So can you put the title? Yeah. Jesus Christ, the Only Superstar. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people who call themselves stars in this world. Right? You call them rock stars, right? Have you heard of that? Rock stars, pop stars, you have movie stars, mega stars, superstars. You know, yeah. So you can go to the next slide. Yeah. So the world gives these recognitions because of their achievements in this world, right? So there are a lot of titles the world gives to these people, right? We have seen a lot of achievers, people who made a lot of victories in their life. They have conquered lands, they have ruled nations, they have invented things, they have discovered, they have done wonderful things in literature. You can see a lot of famous people. Photos, I just put it on the slide. You know, on the left you see some of the world famous one. On the right you see some Indians, right? So I put some Indian faces just to please the Indian community, right? So you can see that you have Mahatma Gandhi. I don't know how many of you know most of them. Most of our young people don't recognize many of them. Do you know any one of them? Only Mahatma Gandhi. Who's the one on the right side? That's Nehru, right? And then Indira Gandhi. And Tagore? Ramanujam. Where is Ramanujam? That's not Ramanujam. Vivekananda, that is. Oh, C.V. Raman. That is C.V. Raman at the bottom. Okay. Okay, let me not fight over the photo now. But what I'm saying is, what I'm trying to share is these are the great people we know from history who have done great things, right? Go to the next slide. In Hollywood, in California, if you go there, the one on the, I would say on the left side, you see there's a place called the Hollywood Walk of Fame in California where famous people's names are embedded on the sidewalk, right? They put their names on a star, and you will see names like Neil Armstrong, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jackson. You see all those great people who have done great things in their life, and so they put them on the footpath, right? And so people walk on top of that, these are the people who have done great things. And the same thing, if you look on the right side, I don't know how many of you know this. In Canada, in Toronto downtown, there is in King Street between I would say it is called John Street and Simcoe Street. I don't know how many of you have been there. So if you go to downtown King Street West, between John Street and Simcoe Street, there is a walk-up frame for Canadians. I don't know how many of you have been there. There's a walk-up frame for Canadians. You'll find names like Wayne Gretzky. How many of you know Wayne Gretzky? Who is he? Hockey player, right? One of the top best hockey player as per the history, right? So he is called the Great One. And then there is Jim Carrey, there's James Cameron, there's Alexander Graham Bell. You didn't know Graham Bell was a Canadian? He's half Canadian. He was originally born in Scotland, but his father migrated to Ontario, right? He moved to Ontario, and the young Graham Bell lived in Brantford, Ontario, which is just 30 minutes away from where I live now. And it is there he invented the telephone. Right, so he invented the telephone, and now it is a Canadian historic place called the Melville Place. If you have time, go and visit that place, Melville. On the way, you can come to my home also, right? So Melville House. But why I mentioned these names? These are stars. We call them, right? But none of them who we have just mentioned have achieved what our Lord Jesus accomplished on this earth, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible calls him the true star of the morning. Hallelujah. The only true star is our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Revelation, can you read Revelation chapter 22, verse 16 says, if somebody, if one of the young people, if you can read it, Revelation chapter 22, verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent him, angel, to testify unto you. This is talking to Apostle John in Patmos. These things in the churches, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Hallelujah. Jesus calls himself the bright and morning star. Hallelujah. There's no other person in this world who can say that. Hallelujah. Well, there was one person who tried to become a morning star. This is the reason you know of this famous character in the Bible called Lucifer, who called himself a shining star of the morning. He wanted to become bigger than God himself. And you read it in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 15. Let me read it. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 15. How you are fallen from heaven, O shining star, son of the morning. This is talking about Lucifer. You have been thrown down to the earth, you who destroyed the nations of the world, for you said to yourself, I will ascend to heaven and set my throne above God's stars. I will preside on the mountain of the gods, far away in the north. I will climb to the highest mountains and be like the Most High. Instead, you will be brought down to the place of the dead, down to its lowest death. So what happened to Satan, Lucifer? He was brought down to this earth. Hallelujah. So no one can call themselves the shining star. There's only Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus was exalted and seated on the right hand of God after he rose from the dead. Not only he is called the bright and morning star, he is seated on the right hand of the living God. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 16, verse 19 says, when the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. Hallelujah. When Jesus accomplished his purpose on this earth, what did Jesus receive? He didn't receive any reward on this earth. He received the highest reward in heaven. He sat on the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. And now Jesus radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. That's why it's so unique about Jesus. He's far above anybody on this earth is because he is above everyone else. He is seated on the right hand of God himself, and he is radiating the very image, the glory of God. The very character of God is expressed by Jesus himself. Hebrews chapter 1. Verse 1 to 4 says, long ago God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. And in these days, he has spoken to us through his Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance. And through the Son, he created the universe. All these things you see on this earth is created through God, Jesus himself. Hallelujah. The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God, and he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Hallelujah this morning. God is in control of everyone's life. Everything that is happening in this world, he is in control because he is seated on the right hand of God. Hallelujah. He has received the complete inheritance. Hallelujah. That God has given to him so he can control everything on this earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He cleansed us. Hallelujah. With his own blood. So I'm coming to the main message. What is the achievement that Jesus did that deserved such honor? So you need to ask this question, young people. Why did Jesus get this honor? Why did he got elevated to the throne room of God, to the right hand of God? So let me give you a story. Can you put the slide about, this is a story about a person called Hansi Cronje. He was a very famous cricketer during the 90s. I was part of a sports ministry during my college days, and we went to this ministry, and they wanted volunteers, so I was one of the volunteers. So what we did is, famous people who are Christians, right? Born-again Christians who are famous people, and they used to use them to promote the gospel, right? So they used this person, Hansie Cronje, right? Hansie Cronje was a famous cricketer. He was a captain of South African cricket team. I don't know how many of you know cricket, young people. You know cricket? Not the insect, right? So it's similar to baseball, but much more easier, right? So Hansie Cronje was a famous cricketer from South Africa, and he was a captain, and he was more than that. Was a born again Christian, right? So people were celebrating that. Christians were celebrating that. God is using such a man, like for His glory, right? So this is something very dangerous in Christendom right now. Many people, when they have some talent, they say that God is using me, and God has given me this talent, and God, through me, God can use others. But what happened? What happened to him? He was caught in a match-fixing scandal and banned for life, right? Overnight, this famous poster boy for Christian ministries fell from grace and became outcast, right? You can see the newspaper article on the right side, that those are coming from South African newspapers. The whole country got shocked that their own captain was caught in a match-fixing scandal, right? He got lured by money. He fell for the money, the trap of the money. He became greedy, and he sold his country for a few dollars. And so that's why the people of South Africa were so sad when they heard this happened to their national hero, right? So Hansie and a nation betrayed. They wrote on the newspaper. You see that on the Star. So people were sad. Many Christians became sad. How could this happen? The reason I shared this story is to emphasize that no human being can be a role model for anybody in this earth. No human being, right? Right? You can call yourself a Christian, but still you're a sinner, right? You're still, as long as you're in the flesh, you are a sinner, right? And that's why Jesus is the exception here. He came in a human form, but yet without sin. Hallelujah. He cannot commit sin because he was God himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We who are born on this earth, we are all sinners. We are born in sin. Hallelujah. We cannot win victory over the sin. All those famous people we talked about, all of them were sinners, right? They couldn't overcome that. They won victories. They saw a lot of things. They won a lot of accolades, but still, they didn't win the victory over sin. Hallelujah. So we are all sinners and slaves to it. 1 John chapter 1 verse 8 says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. This is what the Bible says. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. The wages of sin is death, right? So as long as you're a sinner, your punishment is death, right? That is a commandment of God, and that is still existent today, right? So if as long as you are in sin, you are punishable to death. And Romans chapter 6, 23 says, for the wages of sin is death. Among all the humans who were born in this earth, Jesus is the only one who defeated sin, right? And they punished him on the cross. His own disciple betrayed him. You know him, who it is, Judas. He betrayed him. They put false accusation on him. They told him he's a rebel. He was creating violence in this country. But in fact, he was not creating violence. He was angry at the religious people for twisting the gospel. So he was going against the rulers of the land, and he was against the religious leaders, and they twisted the table and said he's creating chaos. He's creating problems in the country. And so they accused him with a false accusation, and they put him on the cross. And nobody could find a fault. You know, if you read the Bible, it says King Herod couldn't find a fault in him. The Pilate, the Roman governor, he couldn't find a fault with him. But still, because of the pressure of the religious people, the pressure of the crowd, they forced him to the cross, right? And so they made him take the punishment upon all human beings. So for all the punishment, for all the sins of the human race, Jesus was forced to take the cross, and he died on the cross. Hallelujah. But praise be to God, because he had no sin in him, there cannot be punishment of death on him. Hallelujah. because there is no sin in him, how can you punish a person who has never committed sin? So God is the ultimate judge. And so what happened on the third day? He rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Jesus rose from the dead. If you read in Luke, Jesus said to Martha before he went to the cross, he said, I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Hallelujah. Jesus is the only one who made this statement. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Whoever believes in this Jesus, Jesus promised, you will never die. Hallelujah. Do you believe this? Jesus asked Martha. Hallelujah. Jesus is asking this question to each one of us now. Do you believe this? To the young people. Do you believe in Jesus? Hallelujah. In Revelation chapter 1, 12 to 17, I'm not going to read all this. You see the risen Jesus. John is seeing this risen Jesus in all his glory. I'm not going into detail on this. His face was like a sun shining in full strength. When I saw him, Paul, Apostle John says, I fell at his feet in verse 17 as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me saying, fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. What did Jesus say? I am the living one. Hallelujah. I died. Yes, I died. But behold, I am alive forevermore. Hallelujah. I have the keys of death and Hades. Hallelujah. Jesus has the power over death, over hell. Hallelujah. No one in this earth has that power except our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 55 to 56, it says, O death, where is your victory? Paul is writing, O death, where is your victory? This is the faith that each one of us who believe in Jesus Christ can say, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For sin is a sting that results in death, and the law gives power sin its power. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You can have the same victory if you believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. To all the young people this morning, I want to say, you can have the same victory that Jesus had. He has promised that. Hallelujah. Just put your faith in Jesus. He can move the mountains in your life. Whatever be the problems you're going through, he's going to move that mountain in your life. Hallelujah. And make you a fruitful person. Hallelujah. Do not follow any of these so-called fake stars in this world. Look unto Jesus alone. He has a solution to have victory over sin and death. Hallelujah. I'm getting closer to my message. End of a message. Hallelujah. What is the solution? Hallelujah. If you read in Matthew, and all the four Gospels, Matthew chapter 3, 11, Mark 1, 7, 8, Luke chapter 3, 16, John 1, 33, John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus, the forerunner of Jesus, the messenger in the wilderness, he said, I baptize you with water, those who repent of their sins and turn to God, but someone is coming soon after who is greater than I am, so much greater that I'm not worthy even to be his slave and carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is the work of the Holy Spirit? He convicts the world of its sin. He teaches God's righteousness and the coming judgment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But in fact, it is Jesus said in John, he says, it is good that I leave this earth. He told this to his disciples. It is better that I leave this earth. Why? Because I want to send my advocate. Hallelujah. My Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When I go away, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of its sin, righteousness, and coming judgment. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the only one who can teach you into all truth. Hallelujah. That is why the baptism of water is required for your repentance. For the public testimony, you need to take the water baptism. But more than that, you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because only through the Holy Spirit, you can live a victorious Christian life. Hallelujah. The Spirit will teach you into all truth. The young people of God. More than all these songs we sing, more than whatever do you, most important thing, do you have the Holy Spirit working in your life? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today's main message is this. Don't be a fan of anyone. Believe only in Jesus and be baptized in the water and the Spirit. Hallelujah. Only then the Holy Spirit will help you to live an overcoming life. Hallelujah. Since temptations will be there, nobody is exempt. Everybody faces temptation. But if you follow Jesus' teachings and apply in your life through the power of the Holy Spirit, you will overcome them. Hallelujah. A true Christian denies his fleshy desires daily. That's why Jesus said, deny yourself. Deny your fleshy desires. God gives the spiritual desires through his Holy Spirit. This enables him to produce much harvest of new life. You can produce good fruit for God. Hallelujah. John chapter 12. Let me finish this with this word. John chapter 12, 24 to 26. I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. Those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who care nothing for their life in this world will keep it for eternity. Anyone who wants to serve me must follow me, because my servants must be where I am. Jesus is saying, I want you to be where I am. Where is Jesus? He is sitting on the right hand of God. Hallelujah. He wants you. Each young person, each of us who are here, he wants us to be seated on the right hand of God himself. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. What a great inheritance God has given to each one of us. Hallelujah. And it can be done only through the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Ask for the Father, for the Holy Spirit, Jesus said. Hallelujah. Your Father in this world can give you anything you ask, right? If they have money, they can buy you anything. But Jesus said, if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? I'll ask the worship team to come to help me with the same song they sang the last. Oh, I come to the Father. The Father is ready to give you his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only thing you need to do is to surrender yourself to him this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we sing this song, I want the young people to stand up on your feet. I want you to recognize who Jesus is. He is the only true Savior of this world. Hallelujah. No one in this earth who was born on this earth could promise salvation. Only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let us, as we sing this song, I want you to ask Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I surrender myself to you, Lord God. I want your Holy Spirit to guide me and lead me in my life. Hallelujah. Ask the Father, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit, oh God. I want you to guide me, Lord, not human thoughts, oh God, not human ways, oh God. I want you to lead me in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 praise you, Jesus.
Oh, come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood. Oh, come to the altar. Oh, come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin, Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, what a Savior. How wonderful
oh,
it is.
What a Savior. Oh, isn't He wonderful? Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
Bow down before Him. For He is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. Oh, what a Savior. Isn't He wonderful? Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. For He is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness is bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Come to
hallelujah.
Lift our hands and sing this.
Father's arms are open wide.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Forgiveness.
Hallelujah.
Is bought with
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. I request Pastor to come and pray for the people, for the young children. Hallelujah.
ഞങ്ങളുടെ ദൈവമേ, സ്വർഗസഭിതാവേ, നന്ദിയോടങ്ങയെ സ്തുതിക്കുന്നു, മഹത്വപ്പെടുത്തുന്നു. ഞങ്ങളുടെ എല്ലാ കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങൾക്ക് വേണ്ടി ഞങ്ങൾ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നപ്പ. ഹാലലുയ, കഴിഞ്ഞ ദിവസങ്ങളിൽ പല കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങൾ സുഖമില്ലാതെ ഭവനങ്ങളിലായിരുന്നു. നീ അവർ കൊടുത്ത വിടുതലിനായി സ്തോത്രം ചെയ്യുന്നു. കർത്താവേ, ഞങ്ങളുടെ കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങൾ സ്കൂളിൽ കടന്നു പോകുമ്പോൾ നിന്റെ സാന്നിധ്യം കൊണ്ട് നീ അവരെ ഭരിച്ചു നടത്തുമാറാകണമേ എന്നും കൊണ്ട് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. ഹാലലുയ്യ, ഹാലലുയ്യ. ദൈവസഭയ്ക്കും ഞങ്ങളുടെ കമ്മ്യൂണിറ്റിക്കും ഹാലലുയ്യ, ഞങ്ങളുടെ കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങൾ അനുഗ്രഹമായി തീരണമേ എന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. അവരെ കാണുന്നവർ ഹാലലുയ്യ കർത്താവിനെ കാണുവാൻ അവിടുന്ന് ഇടയാക്കണമെന്ന് അങ്ങോട്ട് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. പഠന മേഖലകളിലെല്ലാം ദൈവിക സാന്നിധ്യം പകർന്ന് അവരുടെ ബുദ്ധിമണ്ഡലങ്ങളെ നീ പ്രകാശിപ്പിച്ച് ഹല്ലേലൂയ നല്ല രീതിയിൽ ഹല്ലേലൂയ ഈ സെമിസ്റ്ററെല്ലാം ഹല്ലേലൂയ ഫിനിഷ് ചെയ്യുവാൻ ഞങ്ങളുടെ കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങളെ അവിടുന്ന് സഹായിക്കണമേ. പിതാവിൻ്റെയും പുത്രനെയും പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിൻ്റെ നാമത്തിൽ ഞങ്ങൾ ഒരുമിച്ച് ഞങ്ങളുടെ കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങളെ അനുഗ്രഹിച്ച് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നപ്പാ. അവരനുഗ്രഹ വിഷയമായി തീരട്ടെ. പ്രാർത്ഥന കേട്ടോ. നന്ദിയോട് സ്തോത്രം. യേശുക്രിസ്തുവിൻ്റെ വിലയേറിയ നാമത്തിൽ തന്നെ ആമേൻ.